Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. Who in the world is this in the studio?
Doug McBurney here.
Oh, hi, Doug.
I'm just here to help. Just for moral
Thank
support.
Thank you. I prefer when you are on this side of the glass than on the producer's side.
What a disaster.
Because that was...
I'm not very good with the buttons and knobs and sliders anymore.
Yeah.
I used to have talents in that area.
No, you're actually good at that. But, Doug... Someone asked me about the BEL approach to where we fight for personhood. You know, we did so much to lay out the focus on the strategy. Don't advocate regulating child killing, but focus on the fundamentals.
Absolutely. The right to life.
So we did that strongly. We produced documentaries, internet, website.
Going back to 2007.
Research.
Yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of material. And... for the last few years, we've been focusing on creation.
Yes.
God as our creator.
You can't help
Jesus
yourself.
Jesus Christ.
You can't help yourself when it comes to creation.
Well, that's true.
You just love it. You love talking about it.
And so youngearth.com, our website, realscienceradio.com, dinosaursofttissue.com. And so they asked, you know, what's the purpose of these focusing on these different disparate issues?
Okay.
And so that got me thinking through our strategy and approach on this. And I was talking to a filmmaker. His videos have been watched millions of times on YouTube.
Awesome.
He's a Christian. He's a creationist. And he's asked to come out to Denver to create a dinosaur soft tissue video.
Cool.
And that'll be, I mean, what a thrill it'll be for Real Science Radio to be involved in that.
Yeah.
At any rate, thinking it through... if they lose the dinosaurs, it's over for them.
If they lose the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean
the
left.
Whole left-wing, evolutionary, you know, Darwin.
Yes, the humanist, socialist,
camp,
the whole, yeah.
They have bet the farm on the dinosaurs.
I like that.
When they lose the dinosaurs, they've lost it all. They have to switch to a completely different paradigm.
Yeah.
And so we have dinosaur soft tissue. We have dinosaur bones filled with carbon-14 that could only last thousands of years, not millions.
Right.
Left-handed amino acids. We have DNA and hadrosaur and T-Rex and on and on. So the argument that dinosaurs are young is becoming overwhelming.
Yeah.
If they lose the dinosaurs, they lose it all. And the evidence that God created the universe, the evidence against the Big Bang is overwhelming. Young Earth, the evidence for Young Earth and our list of not so old things, it's all overwhelming. So regarding protecting our neighbor, loving our neighbor, these children who are being killed by chemical abortifacients, you know, the kind of stuff that Cory Gardner wouldn't mind making available over the counter.
He wants to sell abortion
maybe
pills.
Maybe the Plan B
He wants
pill.
To make them available over the counter to my daughter, Cory Gardner.
Well,
does.
And chemical... you know, the birth control pill, which the manufacturer says could kill that single-celled embryo.
Yeah, it says it right on the package insert.
Could.
Yeah.
Prevent implantation.
That's what it
so
says.
So you have a little boy or a little girl. So at any rate, the battle to protect our neighbor, to love our neighbor, Planned Parenthood is the opposition. They're against... no on 67 in Colorado and so on.
Yeah, Fofi Mendez and all those.
As we are fighting to present the evidence that God is our creator, we are attacking the opposition in such a fundamental way, at such a deep level, we are undermining their foundation, that their edifice is built on this secular humanism.
Indeed.
They have no idea that we are attacking them at their foundation.
Mm.
We have a full frontal assault that's coming up from beneath them to destroy their godless foundation. And they have no idea that this battle is going on right now. They're completely oblivious.
Fofi Mendez does not understand anything about dinosaur soft tissue.
No idea.
Evidence against the Big Bang.
No idea.
Nor is she concerned with any of that.
No idea. And us saying it on the air, it's not like, you know, if your enemy is listening in, you could accidentally loose lips sink ships.
That's what they say, yeah.
But they hate us so much.
Oh, there's no way.
That there's no way, A, they're listening, or B, if they're listening, they're not cackling and mocking. So they
right.
can't possibly comprehend what they're hearing.
No clue.
But this is an assault on the very foundation of the godlessness that kills unborn children.
Mm. Wow.
And so it's a multi-pronged strategy aimed at undermining the very ability for groups like Planned Parenthood to exist, to function.
Because if the godless worldview
collapses.
The secular worldview collapses.
Into an abyss that heads right to hell.
Right. If all that collapses, how are you going to convince people then that it's okay to kill an unborn child?
Because right now, unborn kids are just animals like any other human beings. We're just animals.
Yeah.
But in fact, God made us. We did not evolve from some ape-like creature. And dinosaurs didn't live millions of years ago. They coexisted with mankind only thousands of years ago. And the evidence for all this and that the Earth is young is overwhelming. And so it's an attack on the left and our godless opposition in a way that is completely, it's going to blindside them.
I love it. Surprise attack.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about a little bit of evidence. Relating to whether or not we evolved from the goo to the zoo to you and all of that.
Yeah.
This story blew my mind this morning. I saw this headline. A paralyzed man, the Guardian's reporting that a man who had complete severed spinal cord.
For 4 years paralyzed.
Paralyzed from the waist down is walking again.
Doug? Talk about our spirits soaring and thanking God.
It was incredible
for
to read
such
this story.
A news story.
So little did I know, I never knew this. There are nerve cells in your nose that repair damaged nerves so that you can smell. Hmm. Nerves in your nose apparently get damaged on a regular basis and they need to be repaired.
Well, you might blow your nose.
And you can damage nerve cells.
Nerves are just so delicate.
Right.
Right.
So your nose contains olfactory and sheathing cells. Well, doctors took these, they're called OECs.
I thought they had to take embryonic stem cells. I thought they had to kill babies.
Now, they have been trying that for a decade or more, and they've produced cancerous tumors.
Well,
people have died.
Well, George W. Bush is the first president to fund embryonic stem cell research.
Now, he got an A-plus rating from the National Right to Life Committee.
Well, and Focus on the Family has this so confused. I don't understand. With all their research budget.
Yeah, they do have
Understand the confusion. George W. Bush is the first president who funded embryonic stem cell research.
He did.
But he said, well, we're not going to fund it all. We're just going to fund this part of it.
Right.
And then you get Obama. You think Obama cares about the fine line that George W. Bush Drew?
I doubt it.
Couldn't care. So it was the pro-life Republican, pro-family president who first entered the foray of funding this grisly research.
Wow. That is just, it's just awful.
Just go to prolifeprofiles.com and find Bush in tier four, personhood never.
And so despite the efforts of a lot of doctors, a lot of scientists from these stem cell lines,
from
children
babies.
That were killed.
Right.
There has been very little, if any, advancement in helping people who are paralyzed.
Well, they get a lot of tumors
with
embryonic stem cells.
Yeah, it's been a disaster. Now, little did we know that God already built into each one of us. Each one of us has built-in nerves that can repair nerves. I never knew this.
Isn't it just awesome?
It's just amazing. They took
God
the nerve
us.
Cells from this fellow's nose.
They got some nerve.
They got some nerve, all right, from his nose.
Takes guts, right?
And they put it in his spinal cord, and it apparently enabled the ends of the severed nerve fibers in his spinal cord
to regrow,
to join together,
and attach.
And not just that, but to transmit sensation and even help facilitate motion.
So this guy is now driving a car after 4 years of being paralyzed.
And he's walking with a walker.
Yes.
It's incredible. This has never happened before in the history of mankind since Jesus walked on the planet.
Other than any paralytics whom the Lord healed, and we don't know the particulars.
Maybe he used those cells too. He knew they were there.
we don't know the particulars of why they were paralyzed when of those whom Jesus healed.
Yeah.
But this is the first known case where a severed spinal column has been restored.
It's amazing. And I just want to point out quickly, because I was always a staunch anti-communist, this was a Bulgarian man who was operated on by Polish surgeons.
Mm.
This didn't happen in the most expensive hospital in America. This happened liberated Eastern...
It didn't happen in California because
I don't know
Schwarzenegger, the radically pro-homo, pro-abort, pervert, socialist, Republican...
Adulterer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six. Strike six.
Because he supported, and California supported, using billions of dollars of tax dollars for research on specifically embryonic stem cells.
So
not just adult stem cells, right, which is where virtually all of the clinical success has come from.
Yeah, there has been.
But killing baby stem cells.
So,
and Doug, but what if an embryonic stem cell cure could end cancer? What if it could cure the whole world?
Well, I wouldn't want to take it.
Well,
it's bad. It's still evil.
If the devil could offer you, let's agree to kill this one child and we'll cure the world.
Mm.
And would that be a good deal to take?
That would be a Faustian bargain, because it would end up leading you and the whole world to hell.
Right to hell.
Yeah.
So you do not agree to intentionally kill one innocent person, regardless of what is offered to you, because that's like what was offered to Eve in the garden.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You just don't take the deal.
And in the act of doing something so evil, Arnold Schwarzenegger took the resources that could have been focused on research
like this
within our own bodies, our own magnificent, amazing
in
healing
our adult stem cells, which come from teeth. And umbilical cords and so on.
And the fat.
And skin.
The fat in the bottom of your stomach, believe it or not.
Right.
You know, you're losing a lot of stem cells, by the way, Bob. You don't want to get rid of all that healing capacity.
What happened? All those
You've dropped
55 pounds worth of stem cells.
Yeah, there's a lot of adult stem cells in there. So you want to keep a healthy reserve there in the area just around your navel.
So maybe I should stop dieting.
Well, no, that's okay.
Keep going.
Yeah, you still got a pretty good reserve, and then right. I've got plenty. So
someday when I grow up, I want to look like Larry Wolf. He's one of our Colorado tennis pros.
Yeah.
Pro-life.
Thankful to have him behind the board today, a trained professional.
Yes.
Anyway, just an amazing story. And now how these nerves, how these could have evolved by chance, it's just beyond comprehension that something as amazing as this, the ability for nerves to repair nerves, how does that evolve? It doesn't evolve.
So
it's ridiculous.
Awesome. And it's so complicated. It's so wildly complicated.
And,
all right, so great. Doug,
so Bob,
I opened a meeting I had this morning on the 16th Street Mall with a political operative early this morning. He met with Cory Gardner yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
And I'm not going to give any details about the meeting, who it was. I don't even want to tell you. Is that all right if I don't tell you?
I'm fine with that. I probably don't want to know.
So I asked him, what do you think of our tactic that we believe that to end child killing in America, we need to get it to where conservative, pro-life Republican politicians hate abortion, to where they hate it. Because for the last 40 years, it's raised them billions of dollars, and it's helped them win primaries and general elections.
Can I say something? I had to bite my tongue back around 07, 08 when you said things like that. Because I thought that was just a bridge too far. There's no way that it would have been used for those reasons, that they just purely politicize it. I thought that the leadership in the Republican Party and the major religious denominations, even the National Right to Life, were just genuinely confused about how to approach the issue.
Right.
I wanted to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
But
now we've had another 7 years of watching and listening and documenting. It's all at ProLifeProfiles.com.
Yeah.
Just look at National Right to Life's
record,
for example.
Just confused about strategy and tactics.
No. So
they're not pro-life.
So, Doug,
they're not.
So I shared with this political operative our tactic of attempting to get Republican pro-life politicians to hate abortion.
Okay.
To hate it.
Yeah.
And because until they hate it, abortion's not going to end.
They'll tolerate it, and they'll use it as a fundraising vehicle.
Yeah, they could.
They will.
Cory Gardner could peacefully coexist with Planned Parenthood for another 40 years.
He'll open his own drug store, I think, he said, and he'll start selling the pills himself there.
So I laid out that tactic, and here's what my friend said.
Yeah.
He said, well, Cory Gardner hates abortion.
I was going to say.
He said he hates abortion more than anything. But guess what? He doesn't hate it because it's abortion.
No.
He hates it because it's an issue.
Yeah.
He hates the issue.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. We need Republican, pro-life, quasi-Christian, whatever that is, conservative candidates and politicians to hate abortion. Because it's been just, abortion has been too good to the Republican Party for too long.
And maybe a lot of these politicians, and I'm not going to say Cory Gardner specifically, but a lot of these Republican politicians are incapable of hating abortion for what it is.
For what it is.
They've lost the ability to hate it for that.
They can only hate it if it interferes with them winning elections.
Absolutely. Now,
that's it.
Unfortunately, the collapse of the Obama administration and the coattails that it's quite possible that Cory Gardner is going to pull out this election.
The Democrats overplay their hand every time.
Yes.
And the only reason Republicans still win elections is because of the utter incompetence of the Democratic Party.
You're right.
That is the only reason.
And so if Cory wins, and I'm not going to say he's going to win or lose, I'm not going to make any kind of prediction, but I remember before the 2012 election, it looked like Mitt Romney was going to win. And Mitt Romney didn't win. Well, right now it looks like Cory Gardner is going to win. And I hope Cory Gardner does not win, because I want him to know that the 3 points or the 1 point or the 250 votes that he loses by came directly out of the personhood movement. That's what I want to happen. Hmm. Is that bad for me to want Cory to lose?
Well,
because
as
if
long
Corey
as
loses,
you don't want
I don't want
Uterol
in there.
Win.
I'm not going to vote for either
Uterol.
One of those guys. Uterol.
Mark Uterol. Is that his name? I don't even know the guy's name.
He is obsessed
with
matters.
He's just a child killer.
Yes.
The Denver Post put it brilliantly. I hate to say it.
Yeah.
They said if the U.S. Senate campaign in Colorado was a movie, the set would be an obstetrician's office. That would be the set.
Yeah.
And the cast is Mark Uterol.
Right. And now here's the thing. Republicans are blaming us for handing this issue to the Democrats. But it's not us, because we were here before Cory Gardner was running against Mark Udall. We were here before any of that. We didn't set Cory Gardner up.
No, right. Cory Gardner was in Germany and said, I'm against these camps, but it's just going too far to say a Jew is a person, we would condemn Cory Gardner.
That's right.
For his compromise. Cory has said, now correct me if I'm wrong, that Jesus was not a person.
Cory Gardner said that?
Well, I think he said that in that interview. We got the video, because this is what he said.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Yes.
He said that he is against a law that says the baby is a person.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done unto me.
Wow.
So when you say that this baby who's made in God's image and likeness, when you say that that baby is not a person, that's like you saying the Jews are not people, blacks are not people, Jesus was not a person. I want to be elected. You could kill him. I want to be elected. You could kill him. That's Cory Gardner.
And the Bible goes out of its way to document Jesus' life in the womb. It goes out of its way to document
Mary had a full 9-month, a normal gestation.
Yeah.
And Jesus, of course, was a person from that, from the moment of the incarnation.
Yes. And at the moment when his
and eternally
cousin,
before.
And his cousin John leapt in the womb when Mary came into the room.
Yeah.
It's as if and the babies had some sense. That
well,
they,
sure
amazing.
They did, because we're body, soul, and spirit.
That's right. We're not
and
just
babies
physical.
In the womb experience emotions, including joy, including they could be distressed and sad and scared. They dream. They sleep. They learn their mother's voice.
And Jesus did all these things. And Corey Gardner says that that's not a person. He said Jesus Christ was not a person.
The only Christians in Colorado who speak publicly or have any kind of say that could possibly get to Corey Gardner's ears, the only ones who have loved him are the ones who have rebuked him for his betrayal of the innocent.
That's right.
And warned him to repent.
Yeah.
They are the only ones who've loved him. Every other Christian on the air or pastor or campaign volunteer who has supported him and kept their mouth shut are setting him up for the greatest failure of his life, an eternal failure.
Well, and can I ask you, does anyone remember the details of the Colorado Senate election in the midterms of Eisenhower's second administration?
Ah!
Does anyone remember the detail? Can you tell me who the players were?
An off-year election.
Can anyone even? So this election, 50 years
it's
from now,
gonna be forgotten.
Nobody will even remember.
In the dustbin of history,
it will be nothing
except the cowards will go down in history as the cowards, and the heroes who protect the innocent will go down as the heroes of history.
And so
each person decides which group they want to be a part of.
Yeah, and I am I'm so proud that Christians in Colorado put Amendment 67 on the ballot, because it forces the electorate to take a stand on an issue that most of them would prefer to simply avoid.
Yeah.
Corey Gardner would prefer to simply not talk about
it. Oh, he hates abortion. Corey Gardner hates abortion now more than he ever has.
Yeah.
He hates abortion.
It's driven him into the arms of the wind farmers.
And Doug, just like all the anti-slavery politicians who hated abolition, I mean, they hated the abolitionists more than they hated the slave traders.
This is true.
By far.
Yeah.
Eventually, they hated slavery because of the tension the abolitionists brought to their face. That's why they hated slavery.
And so that's the strategy.
They hated it as an issue.
It's worked in the past. Politicians need to be led, and they need to be taught, and they need to be told what to do in our form of government.
And it worked for MoveOn.org. They got their guy in the White House, radical extreme fringe group that would not compromise.
That's right.
They won the White House.
A very small vocal minority.
But the Christian pro-lifers say, we could only win if we compromise. Mm. We have to compromise on legislation, on judges, on politicians. We got to compromise on it all.
Yeah.
The only thing they won't compromise on is saying, well, you know, we're not thrilled about it, but go ahead and vote yes on 67. That's the only thing.
No.
These consummate compromisers will compromise on every baby killer that comes by.
Oh, absolutely.
But they won't compromise.
No.
They won't.
There's one issue that one abortion regulator who shall remain nameless, who affirmatively attacked Amendment 67 in a published article this past week. Okay, Steve Urtel. We've exchanged comments.
But he'll remain nameless.
He'll remain nameless. Now, he will not compromise on the fact that the only way to stop abortion is to change the makeup of the Supreme Court so that he will not compromise on it. Even when I called him on it and I said, wait a second, you just said that the Supreme Court is not ready to overturn Roe. But the Supreme Court is majority Republican. We've been at this for 30 years.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you can never tell how they're going to vote.
Oh, no,
that
you can never tell this child-killing, blood-drenched court. You can never tell. They just might turn around, Doug.
At any minute.
And say that abortion violates the Fifth Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just like
Not to mention the Ten Commandments. And thou shalt not murder.
I don't think anyone on the court is very aware of the Ten Commandments.
No.
Maybe one guy knows four or five.
Antonin Scalia said that thou shalt not murder has nothing to do with his job.
That's right.
Nothing.
And he's the number one guy, isn't he?
Considered
is it Scalia?
The most
There's two of them that everyone can
he's
see.
He's radically pro-homo. Yeah. He denies that the child is a person. Mm. He accepts the fundamental holding of Roe v. Wade that the unborn child is not a person.
Right.
And he laughs about it, and we've documented it all. ProLifeProfiles.com/Scalia.
And where can people find out that an unborn child is a person? They really can only find that out in the Bible. And how can people be interested in the Bible is when the whole ethos of secular humanism and evolution collapses. It has to collapse.
If they lose the dinosaurs, they lose it all.
That's awesome.
If they lose the dinosaurs, they lose it all. And so, Doug, our pioneer work on compiling and promoting dinosaur soft tissue is going to bear tremendous, tremendous positive results, consequences, fruit.
Yeah. So for anyone who cares to look, I mean, if you're objective, they've lost the dinosaurs. Any rational, objective person.
People who have looked at it know that dinosaurs are missionary lizards. Dinosaurs That's right. are the creationist best friend.
Amen.
Because they have soft tissue, blood vessels, blood cells, hemoglobin, DNA inside the bones of dinosaurs from all over the world. And just like you have in Egyptian mummies, the same kind of decomposition because they're about the same age as Egyptian mummies.
Yeah, that's incredible. So creationism is not a separate issue from personhood.
No, it's right. God created us.
That's right, because the only reason we can acknowledge personhood is because we were created.
And National Right to Life, which now has been publicly pro-homosexual. You know, Doug, I think I could say this. For the past 5 years, we've never said this. And I don't, because we haven't bothered to spend the money to hire an investigator to find out if it's true.
Okay.
But rumors that were reported to us by well-placed individuals said, and I'm not going to tell you what they said until I say this, in Cleveland, Ohio, National Right to Life opposed the pro-life Right to Life group because they were against homosexuality.
Oh, yes. I heard about
Remember that.
Yes, I did.
They said, we're no longer going to interact with Cleveland Right to Life.
That's right.
Because it was against homosexuality.
They were expelled over the homosexual
issue. And they weren't really an official part of National Right to Life.
Yeah.
But they severed any ties.
Right. Well.
So now I'll say the rumor that we've never said we never bothered to confirm it. We just assumed it was true.
Okay.
And it's that National Right to Life had hired a homosexual staff member who worked at their headquarters in Washington, D.C. Now, I don't know that that's true.
You don't know that it's true.
No. And we never hired, a private investigator to find out. We thought about it. We didn't want to waste the money.
Yeah.
But National Right to Life is pro-evolution, pro-Darwin, pro-socialism. Their candidates who they donated money to are the ones who gave us Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
Their Mitt Romney is the architect of Obamacare.
That's right. And homosexual marriage.
And homosexual marriage. He's the father of homo marriage. He's the architect of Obamacare, of the individual mandate, tax-funded abortion on demand, the whole thing.
Vote yes on Amendment 67. Only personhood can
change. Because while National Right to Life might lie to you if their lips are moving, an amendment can't lie to you. It says what it says.
Can't throw you under the bus like Cory Gardner.
Yeah. Throws the kids under the bus. KGov.com.